The Government Accountability Board memo notes that if Election Day registration is eliminated in Wisconsin, federal law would require the state to offer voter registration services at DMVs and at agencies that provide public assistance. Federal law would also require poll workers to offer voters more provisional ballots on Election Day, for example, to people who've moved within their voting districts. The Government Accountability Board says provisional ballots are more complex and time-consuming. The board says that between increased costs for maintaining the state's voters list, updating its information technology, training and staffing, and a public education campaign, the change would cost about $5.2 million. The board says there would be ongoing costs of $1.9 million every 2 years after that. The letter was sent to all state lawmakers. Board spokesman Reed Magny said the GAB was not doing media interviews. A spokesman for Republican Senator Alberta Darling, who co-chairs the legislature's budget committee, said Darling had not yet seen the report and had no comment for now. Darling is one of the lawmakers planning to sponsor a bill to end same-day registration. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.